Thanks for tuning in to Parenting 101, the Cliff Notes. My name is Charlotte Cox, and I am the host of this podcast. And in this recording today, I wanted to tell you a little bit about myself, the podcast, and what you can expect from this podcast in the future. So a little about me. I am a licensed clinical social worker in Indiana, and I work primarily with foster and adopted children and families who have experienced trauma and may have some attachment issues too. And sprinkled in there, I have children who have general anxiety or behavior concerns that are not really related to the trauma. So throughout my career, I have continued to learn more about my field through trainings and readings, but there are so many books that I still want to read to help me continue to grow professionally. And these are the same books which I refer to my colleagues and families that I work with too. And I know that if I struggle to find time to read these books, that my families are probably feeling the same way. So I was thinking about different ways I could make this easier for my families to gain the information that's in the books. And then that's when I came up with the idea for this podcast. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the books for you. And I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes. I know there's a lot of like fluff in the books, so I'm going to tease out the fluff and just give you the important stuff. My goal with this podcast is to review and relay the key concepts in the book, which have been recommended to you by perhaps your child's teacher or other parents, or you've read great reviews about them. So I'm going to read them. I'm going to read you the books. Well, sorry, I'm going to read the books for you and give you the key points and some examples. And I hope to do this all within 30 minutes so that you can go on with your day filled with new and wonderful information. It's really my goal to make this quick and informative for you so that you can get the important information from these books, but so it also fits into your lifestyle as well. I have a list of books which I'm going to work through. I'll be posting a book review at least once a month, but I also want to hear from you as well. What books have been recommended to you? Which books have been on your read list for quite some time now? The majority of the books which I read will be brain-based parenting books, as that's where the majority of my clients lie. But I'm also open to reading other parenting books which are recommended by you, as well as some self-help books. Though parenting and helping parents and children with their behavior is primarily what I do at my job, I also understand the importance of self-help too. And I understand that it's important to help yourself so that you can be the best parent that you want to be and the best parent that you really can be. So I'm really open to reading some self-help books too if you have some good suggestions. If you have a book in mind, be sure to send me a message. I'll write a post on my Facebook page, and the link can be found in my biography here. So I really look forward to you guys tuning into the first book review, which will be on the book The Yes Brain by Dan Siegel and Tina Bryson. This is a book I've been wanting to read for a really long time and actually had the time to read it over Easter weekend. So I really look forward to sharing some messages from this book with you. Alrighty, I will see you back here soon.